case study, Eddie Perez. If anyone's familiar with the highs and lows of being an attractive leader on social media, it's Eddie Perez. As co-founder and CEO of Equity Prime Mortgage, EPM, he's gone viral more than once since he first doubled down on social media back in 2015. Often, this was a positive thing. Eddie is the child of Cuban immigrants. He's had posts go viral by sharing his father's story of coming to America in a rowboat, or just a simple story about how happy he was that his mother had the energy to visit him at work after battling cancer 2 times. After a friend and coworker first told him that he needed to get on social, Eddie admits he was skeptical. I was 38 at the time. It was just one of those things like, I don't know if this will really work out or really matter. However, he trusted his friend's advice and continued to post. Consistency, in his opinion, is key to leadership and to social media. The trick is that you gotta stay consistent because you never know which post or which message is gonna resonate the most. And a lot of times, it's really about a consistent message. He saw this in action himself when a post about his father went viral. Eddie is the child of Cuban immigrants, and his father escaped oppression by coming to America in a rowboat. I remember it was 2017 on my father's birthday. I wrote that piece that, at that time, made it to 25,000 or something impressions. And then a lot of people started walking up to me at a mortgage conference and talking about it. And I said, holy crap, this has a bigger landscape than I thought. People within the organization who read that and didn't know some of my father's journey and how I felt about him said that that helped give them better insight into me as a leader. Since then, Eddie's seen his share of the bright side of attractive leadership. He's had many more posts go viral and has doubled down at EPM by making a concerted effort to get the other people there to become active on social media, and it's paying off. We have a very good engagement on social throughout our organization, and it's growing. It didn't have to start with me showing the way the most for years. I mean, I'd say it's only been in the last year or two that it's really honed itself where people are doing videos. They're being vulnerable. Leaders, CEOs, or anyone else, take note here. You have to lead the charge. Eddie jokes about how often people tell him that they like his content because he's so real on social media. I don't know what is considered real. Like, I don't know what content is more real. After all, he's just posting about his life, his work, or whatever sports news has caught his interest that day. So, what does it mean to be real on social media? Eddie Perez might not know the exact answer. Some people are naturals at being natural, but authenticity is key to attractive leadership, and it's often one of the most difficult steps for recruiters to achieve. So, what can we learn from Eddie's example? 1. His content isn't particularly geared towards recruiting. I don't care if somebody comes and works here or not. And what I mean is, sure, would I want to get more people? Of course. We're always recruiting. Of course, we want great people. But his goal in what he posts is entirely around whether the content impacted somebody else, gave somebody clarity, or even helped the leader before they made other moves. Real content doesn't need to have a sales pitch. It just needs to represent who you are. 2. He creates content that's true to his value systems. People don't understand that culture is the mentality of the organization. It's how you live and demonstrate your virtues and beliefs. You can have your beliefs, but you also have to have the behaviors that drive it. A good example is Perez often posts about making opportunities for other Hispanic people in the mortgage industry. At the same time, he served a great deal of time on the board of NAREP, National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, where he took direct action to do just that. Basically, his posts feel real because he's walking the walk while he talks the talk. I don't think companies should have mission statements anymore. Instead, our mission should be to live out our values, and equally important, teach others how to live them as well. Because a lot of people ask, how do you live that belief? Well, here are the behaviors. The purest definition of core values is your behavior, your actions. 3. He's not afraid to be vulnerable. Being vulnerable is actually a good thing, you know? It's what makes social media so powerful. People want to see the scars. They don't want the perfect commercials we saw as kids. Instead, now people want to know, you've got some resilience, you know how to overcome adversity, and you're willing to talk about difficult subjects. Creating real content means opening yourself up and showing who you really are. No one is perfect or unscarred. We all have difficulties and failures in our lives, and people connect with that. We've already said in this book that you are your company's most valuable product. Because of that, it might be easy to think that you have to present a perfect, flawless product like we see on commercials. But, as Eddie points out, your value comes, in part, from what you've overcome, failures and all. That's where you find real content that can provide real value. Vulnerability isn't easy, but, as Perez puts it, if you really want to be a true leader that lifts people up for their best interest, regardless how uncomfortable you make them, you've got to be more uncomfortable than they could ever be. Attractive leadership very much comes down to being real. People are drawn to authenticity and genuine expression. Nobody remembers the average ad copy from a company website, but people come up to Eddie Perez at events to mention a post he made over 5 years ago. It's recruited what I call our cultural employees. So mortgage brokers, real estate agents, and builders have seen commentary. They kind of know who your brand is, and they're your biggest fans. This is attractive leadership at its finest, and it's probably what makes this content feel so real. There's no sales pitch. It's just about providing value to others. At the same time, while Perez has reaped the benefits of attractive leadership in many ways, he's also seen what many might call the nightmare scenario when they're facing a public leader. In what was a true PR nightmare, EPM was featured in a very negative, and very one-sided, story on Fox News in 2020. Until EPM could get their side of the story out there, the company, and Eddie specifically, saw a flood of hate over social media. At one point, it escalated into a bomb threat being called into their headquarters, forcing employees to evacuate. Again, this is what we could very comfortably call the nightmare scenario when we enter the public eye. We see many people hesitant to be too available or open over social media, in part because the backlash is often so harsh. What did Eddie Perez do? I stayed true. I wasn't going to listen to people who didn't have their facts straight. They didn't know what they were talking about. It's really easy to send messages online and be an electronic tough guy, you know? In a way, he says, he was honored. For a few days, EPM was listed as one of the top 10 companies to hate in America, alongside much heavier hitters like Disney and Nike. Most fear comes down to a fear of the unknown. It's like when a little kid is afraid of the dark, but they stop being afraid when you turn on the light. The child can see what's in the room now. When we're afraid of the worst case scenario, it's usually because we don't know what will happen. In this case, it might be helpful to look at what Eddie and EPM did and gain some certainty around what to do when the worst happens. His main advice when this kind of thing happens would be, "You must have a good PR team. I called my CEO peer group and they found us someone who handles situations like that extremely well." They advised him not to post over the weekend, as this had happened on a Thursday, but he was back to posting by the next week. I put a very clear message on Twitter and I stuck with it. I leveraged social media, and after that, people were going to say whatever they were going to say. After that, this kind of incident is just a waiting game. Eddie knew that the social media news cycle moves fast, and he knew that the real truth would come out under the careful guidance of his team and a defamation lawsuit. From there, the people who matter would know what had really happened. Anyone who wanted to keep holding a grudge was probably too much of an extremist to get it in the first place. That's the other thing I know. In today, gone tomorrow. So, at the end of the day, the worst case scenario wasn't quite as devastating as it might seem to us on the outside. At the very least, it's survivable. And according to Perez, the value gained from being so active on social media is worth the pain. I get more out of the people who come up to me and say stuff like, "Man, this really impacted me. I was having a rough day." Or, "I was picking between two employers and I thought about certain things I'd read, and it helped me ask a few questions. I got the clarity I needed. I now am at a job that I love."